And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of August, 2009. 1945, on this day, the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima, which led to the end of World War II, the first time a nuclear weapon was ever used in combat, only the second time that a nuclear weapon had been exploded. It was carried by a specially designed B-29 bomber, contained 2.2 pounds of uranium, dropped at 8:15 in the morning over Hiroshima and exploded 1,900 feet above the ground. Captain Robert Lewis watched the explosion from the cockpit and wrote in his journal, "My God, what have we done?" About 80,000 people died instantly. 60,000 more would die in the coming months. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote the lines, "Theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die." He also wrote, "My strength is as the strength of 10, because my heart is pure." And, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." Alfred Lord Tennyson, born 200 years ago today in Lincolnshire, England, 1809. Author of The Lady of Shalott, author of Break, Break, and Tears, Idle Tears, and Crossing the Bar, whose masterpiece may have been the poem he wrote in memory of his friend Arthur Hallam, In Memoriam A.H.H., which he started in 1833 after his friend had a cerebral hemorrhage and died suddenly. Tennyson, grief-stricken, on the verge of suicide. Hallam was his closest friend, a poem in which he wrote, "There lives more faith in honest doubt, believe me, than in half the creeds." He did not publish the poem until 1850, 17 years after Hallam's death. It was the same year in which Tennyson was appointed Poet Laureate of England, a position he held for 42 years. And that same year, he married Emily Selwood, whom he'd known since childhood. He later said, "The peace of God came into my life when I wedded her." The bicentenary of Tennyson's birth will be observed this year by the Tennyson Society, meeting in conference at the University of Lincoln, and there will be guided walks in the villages that he grew up in. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, entitled Cherishing What Isn't. "Are you three women whom I have loved in this long life, along with the few others, and the four I may have loved or stopped short of loving? I wander through these woods, making songs of you, some of regret, some of longing, and a terrible one of death. I carry the privacy of your bodies and hearts in me, the shameful ardor and the shameless intimacy, the secret kinds of happiness and the walled-up childhoods. I carol loudly of you among trees emptied of winter and rejoice quietly in summer. A score of women, if you count love both large and small, real ones that were brief and those that lasted, gentle love and some almost like an animal with its prey. What is left is what's alive in me, the failing of your beauty and its remaining. You are like countries in which my love took place, like a bell in the trees that makes your music in each wind that moves, a music composed of what you have forgotten that will end with my ending." Cherishing What Isn't, poem by Jack Gilbert, from The Dance Most of All, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.